Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy. Chance for some rain, slight chance of that. High near 60 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 40. It's 47 in Burlington, 45 in Milwaukee, 43 at this hour in Racine. Firefighters from Salem and Bristol and Western Kenosha County dispatched just before 9 o'clock last night to the report of a house on fire at 68th Street and 248th Avenue in Paddock Lake. The initial reports had the fire spreading to the building at 24511 68th Street from a pile of burning leaves in the backyard. Also mentioned flames reaching at least one large fuel tank and power lines. The fire, though, was knocked down fairly quickly by first arriving crews, according to the on-scene incident commander. Racine County devastated by a tornado that ripped across the county from Burlington to the city of Racine, a scenario faced by the 71-member county contingent during an exercise yesterday at FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. FEMA planners designing it specifically for Racine County, the twister hitting facilities, even neighborhoods familiar to all the participants. Racine Unified School District spokesperson Stacy Tapp is among those participants, said the exercise included specific district schools and other facilities.
Senior Living Center and some other places. And so it really helped tie together both how it impacts the entire community, but for us personally, the school district as well. And
Tapp said that the exercise involved working very close with those that you would normally have little contact with.
But working together with the county and all the other emergency responders and others who are here at this training, it was helpful to see what they would be facing, what decisions they'd be making, and how the decisions that the school district made would impact the community and how we need to work together and communicate together.
She noted the role of social media was included in the exercise. Today's agenda includes a continuation of that mock disaster from yesterday, followed by another part of the exercise stressing recovery efforts. 19 years ago, another Racine County group did the same type of training at the Emmitsburg site. Another tornado scenario had devastated the greater Racine area. The family of Dontre Hamilton in Milwaukee going to be receiving a $2.3 million settlement from the city. Hamilton, shot and killed by a former officer in Red Arrow Park in 2014. Settlement still needs approval of the Judiciary Committee of the Common Council and the council itself, both expected by the end of the month. Racine's Interfaith Coalition has a prayer vigil coming up tomorrow evening at 5:30. It'll be in the 600 block of North Memorial Drive for Harry Kennedy Jr., the 20-year-old man shot and killed this past Sunday afternoon. Search is underway for the man who robbed the Northside Superette on Sheridan Road near Carthage College in Summers at gunpoint Monday night. No word on what was taken. Nobody hurt. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department putting up pictures of the two suspects on their Facebook page. Talks between the attorney for the owner of the Riverside Inn and the city of Racine's legal representative are continuing now. That's why a scheduled due process hearing that was for tonight at City Hall got canceled yesterday. Hearing was called by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee to determine if the Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue and the Horlick Dam ought to be allowed to keep its liquor license. Barring the outcome of those talks, a new hearing date has not yet been set. A strip club is coming to downtown Milwaukee. It's taken years of legal battles, but the Common Council yesterday voted 10-5 after almost 2 hours of debate to approve the license for the Executive Lounge Strip Club. Club owners have agreed to drop their lawsuits against the city over previous attempts to get the downtown strip bar approved. Midget wrestling will again be taking place at a Sheridan Road bar called the Summers House, and after a special event license was approved last night by the Summers Village Board. Even though that event has taken place the past several years, some of the neighbors complained this time around about the noise and foul language in the past. Trustee Greg Sinan spoke in support of the license, but noted that if problems developed, it's going to be on the bar management's shoulders.
Give them a rope, see if they hang themselves. As the newest member of the board, that's my thought process. I know there's other license renewals and items that come before this board regarding this establishment, as well as a lot of other establishments. I was willing to support the application as they presented it. I don't have a problem with the amended hours.
Trustee Carl Osby said he hopes this is successful without any problems.
I'm eager to see all businesses in the village and the town succeed. I think you've heard our concerns, and I'm sure you'll be working hard to address those. And I'll vote in favor of this, and I'm hoping it's very successful and a few issues.
Former County Board Supervisor, current Summers Town Chair Mark Molinaro softened his opposition ahead of the 5-1 vote of the Village Board. Governor Walker is going to be in Racine this afternoon for an event at the S.C. Johnson Complex to officially launch the new Frank Lloyd Wright Trail at one of the three sites in the Racine area created by the famed architect. The Frank Lloyd Wright Trail was even an item in the state budget for promotional materials, including signage along the interstate that complements local signs recently put up by the city's Department of Public Works. This trail has 9 stops across southern Wisconsin, some of the most impressive structures, to his home to his birthplace. The S.C. Johnson Administration Building and the Research Tower, classified as number 1-2 on the list, Wingspread number 3. The grand opening of the Petrifying Springs Beer Garden in Kenosha County going to be taking place on Friday, May the 26th, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. More from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Earlier this year, it was announced that Kenosha County was partnering with Petrifying Springs Beer Garden LLC to open the venue. Owners Mike Grab and Tony DiBartola have already made more than $130,000 in improvements to convert a picnic shelter at the south end of the park into a traditional German-style beer garden. It will offer indoor and outdoor seating, food and beverage options, and weekly activities, including kickball leagues, movie on the mound, poses and pints yoga classes, and pups and pints dog odor networking. A portion of the profits will go to Kenosha County for park improvements. The beer garden will be open daily through October from noon until about 9 p.m. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine's Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen is in Emmitsburg, Maryland with the Racine County contingent for that disaster response training, so the city's sidewalk repair and replacement program only got some light attention at the Public Works and Services Committee meeting. Alderman Sandy Widener requested expenditures for last year's efforts, including the first-time shaving of tall edges on sidewalks, as well as the status of this year's effort to repair and replace sidewalk squares.
There is a difference between how it was run when it was under the umbrella of the engineering department than what it's going to be like under the public works department and being paid for with debt. And I want to be sure that we all understand how the program's going to work and that the public is going to be well served by this new program, because last year really was intended to be a pilot program. So we want to kind of stay on top of the differences.
Widener expressing a little surprise that professional services related to the sidewalks would be a part of the program's debt financing and that greater emphasis was on public areas versus neighborhoods. With Commissioner Yellen back for the next committee meeting, offering a chance at questions and answers and a more in-depth look at the numbers, that matter was deferred. The head of Kenosha County's Human Services Department sees no need to replace the First Step homeless shelter, which closed after having accepted even those using alcohol or drugs and even had obvious mental health issues. At a meeting of the Human Services Board this week, John Jansen said he believes the remaining services for the homeless are adequate right now.
We have a great array of services that are willing to work with anybody at any point that they are in their life. And certainly we'll continue those efforts.
Meanwhile, Kenosha County Board Supervisor Andy Berg is starting to raise money for a replacement shelter to First Step, only it would be staffed by professionals. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.